Treasury reports on more than 2 million sold for a low annual cost, then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, Creative Cause defeated every horse he ever ran against, and he took on the best of a remarkable crop. Bodemeister, I'll Have Another, Union Rags, Painter, Hanson, Doolahan, Gemologist, Liaison, Take Charge Indy. After breaking his maiden by nearly 5 lengths in his first start as a 2-year-old, he won the Grade 1 Norfolk Stakes, Grade 2 Best Pal, and placed in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, and the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The next year, he won the Grade 2 San Felipe, was second by nose in the Grade 1 San Anita Derby, and also placed in the Grade 1 Preakness Stakes and the Grade 2 San Vicente. He retired with earnings of over $1 million. In fact, he holds the unique distinction of being a million-dollar earner, by a million-dollar earner, and out of a million-dollar earner. He's by 3 times champion Sire Giant's Causeway, out of Grade 1 winner and Millionaire Dream of Summer. It's a great pedigree. Creative Cause's first foals, outstanding, arriving this year. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Berg and C. Jones Airdrie Stud, $15,000 live foal. Call the farm, 859-873-7270. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world. Bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and it's a beautiful morning here at the Thoroughbred Center. The track's in pretty good shape.
Busy.
Yeah, busy morning. I had, I think, 89 works. Did she get another work?
Oh, yeah, she's still going. I mean, okay. It is
she was looking
letting
for,
up.
She was looking for more to get 90.
Ah, well, she's probably got it by now. I mean, really.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people over here now, people coming over from Keeneland, because, you know, they've, you know, putting in a new track over there and working on that. So they had to find stalls for them. And,
yeah.
And there were some here. And here comes Michael Blowen.
Good.
With his,
Michael.
With his booties on. Anyway, it's as I say, it's a gorgeous morning. And what are we going to do today? Well, Mark Otto is going to stop by. He is.
I love that guy.
You know, oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, great.
I'll explain when you get done explaining how great he is. I'll explain how great he is, too.
Okay. All right. Well, he's a regional sales manager for Keystone Steel and Wire Company, and one of the brands that they make is the Red Brand KeepSafe V-Mesh horse fence. Claiborne uses it, for instance, and I guess they're putting it in over at for Michael. We'll find out here in just a few minutes. And they are sponsoring the Derby Fever program at the Thoroughbred Center on Derby Day, and it's going to be fun. You can wager on, I guess they're going to have it on the Oaks also, because it says here you can wager on the Kentucky Oaks and the Derby, and it's going to be a great program over there. It's going to be May 2nd and May 3rd from 9:30 until 7. Hi, you can stay late and behave yourself. It's two different ways you can go. You can general admission is free, and parking is always free. And if you come in general admission, you can, they've got projection screens and televisions, and they broadcast the races with mutual clerks and self-serving betting machines. And there's concessions and a cash bar, and as I say, free parking. Now, for $45, all inclusive, you get the VIP treatment, preferred seating, access to a mutual clerk. You can skip the lines that way, a buffet, and that food is great from 12 until 3. That includes a carving station and chicken cordon, mini hot browns, Churchill pie. There's a complimentary mint julep, commander beef program, and it's going to be a lot of fun over there. You'll see a lot of people you know. So that's Oaks Day, May the 2nd, and Derby Day on the 3rd next week. So keep that in mind. So the Red Brand is sponsoring that.
Hey, listen, if anybody wants to see what Red Brand does, they're the ones putting up the fence in our next door, in our new farm.
Are you getting diamond mesh?
Yes.
Yes.
We're fancy now.
Just like Claiborne.
Yeah, exactly.
Claiborne.
It's pretty fancy.
Exactly.
Well, I say Claiborne, too, they donated a halter to our auction from Warfront.
Oh, oh nice. That's a good one.
Paving. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But this, I'm telling you, this fence is unbelievable. And the way it just looks beautiful. So if anybody wants to see it, they can just come over to the farm and I'll show them around the new section and they can see it being put up.
Okay. Or you can go to Claiborne and look.
Yeah, but it's a little easier getting in ours. Hello, Seth. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Can you get up and open the gate, Russ? We'd like to see your fence.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work out that well.
Probably not. So anyway, that's going to be fun, and make sure that you come to that. And let's see, Steve Moody was running. Of course, he's with Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, was published by Briss, and they're running the Derby Trial. And I just wonder if those two colts of Baffert's are going today. You know, there's a couple of them in there. He's toying with the idea of running, you know.
I know. Well, he can't resist it.
Well, that's exactly right. Both of them speed horses, by the way. Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of speed in this race this year.
There is. It looks like the one horse is a cut and dried favorite, though, for, you know, I mean, it's the California Chrome.
Yeah, California Chrome.
Any way you handicap.
Hasn't done anything wrong yet.
Anyway,
but on Derby Day, you never know.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's the hardest race in the world to handicap, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, you know, it is. So many things can happen, you know, in a 20-horse field.
And they head into that turn. Whoo! Chris McCarron said that's the scariest thing about it, is going out of the gate and going right
there. He told me that's the only race that he considers really dangerous in the United States. Because in every other race, the jocks will give you a little break if you're stuck in on the rail or as you're getting in an iffy situation. You sit in the Derby, forget it. It's every man for himself. Or in Mosey's case, every woman.
Well, he complained a little bit about the Breeders' Cup Sprint, too.
Yeah.
You know, he said that was a little bit on the dangerous side, but I don't think it was in the class of the Derby. But, you know, they're eliminating the marathon in the Breeders' Cup races.
Oh,
they
geez.
Are?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we're going to retire, I guess, the last marathon winner then. One of the last marathon winners, Eldefar.
Oh, well, good.
Really?
I love that race.
Me too. I did too.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's because we're old. We like the long distance races and where there's strategy involved and stamina and courage and all that kind of
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Boom, 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 get out. You know, and by the time you look at your watch, you look up again, the race is over. You go, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we need to. That's ugly.
We used to have some old cheap horses that we'd run in those long races at River Downs. And
everybody else would die, and here we come.
There you go.
We got a piece of them all the time because we had them fit, but they were slow, they could just.
You know,
I was looking at Cat Launch, my new favorite horse at the farm. Cat Launch's past performance, he ran 114 times.
Oh, my gracious.
He won 40. And was in the money 77 times out of a horse, 114.
What a gutty guy that was. You know, whoa.
And earned over $1 million.
Oh. Boy.
You see those old horses, I go through the results every day, you know, at every track that Briss puts out, and which is all of them.
Yeah, right.
And you see those old horses still winning, and they're 11 or 12 years old. And I invariably look them up and see how many times they've run, and you know, like you say, 118 times in 20. And most of them had class, you know, when they were 2, 3, and 4, like that.
They're
know.
Smart. They know how to take care of themselves. The other thing that's so interesting, especially with somebody like Cat Launch with all those starts, of all the horses we've ever got to the farm, he'd be in the top 10 in terms of great condition brought into the farm.
Oh,
not
good.
A speck on him, no injuries, no nothing. Just
good.
Let me, you know, I'm here, let's go.
Where'd he come from?
He came from Ohio. Ivan Vasquez had him. And Scioto Racing, S-C-I-O-T-O.
Scioto.
Yeah. They had him.
That's a river.
And he did a, it's also an auto parts store, which I think is more appropriate for this guy. Yeah.
is this auto parts, Scioto auto parts?
Oh.
Is it a city called Scioto?
No, a river.
It's a river.
Okay. Yeah, the Ohio State is on it.
There was a standard bred track up there.
I don't know about that, but when I went to Ohio State,
Downs.
The joke was is you went down and parked at the on the Scioto and watched the submarine races.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, that's a very good piece of information to have.
Yeah.
Now she tells me.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that either.
Well, you know how when you get to a certain age, things pop in your mind?
Most
of mine pop out, I'm afraid. Yeah.
The mind is the only thing that's still working.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You got any more to say about what's on the show before we talk to Michael?
Oh, today? Let's see. They run a Derby trial. We're going to do a little history. I'm going to take a look at a couple of the old Kentucky Derbies that meant a little bit to me. One, the first one that I really sit down and handicap when I was a kid. My dad used to manage Dixiana Farm, and they got the racing for him every day. And I would sit there, and he'd bring them back from the office, and I'd sit there and handicap. And the first one, first derby I ever handicapped was Hoop Juniors, and I picked the winner, and I guess I was in trouble from then on.
You must have been.
Yeah.
That's setting the bar pretty high.
That ruins you.
And then the second one that kind of rang my bell was the first one that I ever actually attended, and that was the 1947 Kentucky Derby. So, and Joe Palmer had a little something to say about both those, and we're going to try to get in that into the second hour, maybe.
Good.
Or something like that. And but anyway, we shall see. What else am I going to do? I don't know. It's time, Jackie, for you, I think, to do some.
Well, no, winners from here, from last week. You usually do that at the start of the show.
I do.
Oh, anybody here win?
Oh, yeah.
There's the list. It's a good list.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Brian Michael won one on the 23rd. When was that? That was Keeneland.
Yeah. It was Keeneland.
The Boat Has Sailed was the name of it.
Oh,
I think it belongs to Alan Tannenbaum. I knew Alan when he first... When we first came around, Jackie, he was riding races at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Brian has horses for him. Let's see. Bobby Sturgeon won one down at the mountain. So did Adolfo Marcias and John Langemeyer. And other winners, recent winners, Tommy Short had two, Guillermo Rangel, Sherman Mitchell, Danny Weir, Paul Garcia, and Tommy Short another, and that's three. Tommy's having pretty good meet. He won one at Keeneland a little bit earlier, too, and then Jim Rankin.
Good.
Good old Bourbon County boy.
You know, if your buddy could run a railroad spur line from here to Mountaineer with shipping horses, you lock it up, because that's a big trip.
What would you want that for? Sally's good for you.
Yeah, well, Sally's even better than that.
Thank goodness for Sally. I called the other day. We had a horse going over to Root and Riddle, and took him like 15 minutes to take him over to Root and Riddle.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing fine.
Did you have a colic?
Yeah. Huh?
Was it a colic?
He has a choke. He had a choking problem.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was something stuck?
So Dr. Peter Morsey over there is taking care of him. He's doing great.
Oh, good.
You know, that happened to Coltan when he was in training up in Chicago. He had never run, and he got an abscess in his throat, and he was out galloping, and it broke, and he went down.
Well, I'll bet.
And they quoted Ben Jones. He said, Ben Jones was on a pony, and he come riding up and says, "You wouldn't have given a quarter for him at that time." He says, "I didn't think we could get him back to the barn." But there was a vet pretty handy, and he got him, you know,
wow.
Took care of it, and they got him back, of course. And as they say, the rest is history.
That's fabulous. That is fabulous. You know, every once in a while, we wake him up, and he tells a good story.
I know.
You notice
isn't that?
That
yeah.
Well, you know, I can lie about those things because it's happened so long ago. Well, Flattering Bee, winner last Saturday, the $200,000 Sugar Maple Stakes, is the fourth 2014 stakes winner by Flatter. Bred in Kentucky by James Arison. She won first time out as a two-year-old by nearly 9 lengths, then took the Miss Shenandoah Stakes in her second start. Later, she was beaten the nose in the Miss Preakness Stakes, of course, that's a Pimlico, and also ran second in two other stakes for earnings of right at $300,000 and counting. Another 2014 stakes winner by Flatter is Kobe's Back, a $480,000 graduate of the 2013 OBS March sale. Bred by Joanne Mermet, Kobe's Back has won the Grade 2 San Vicente, was beaten a closing half length in the Grade 3 Bayshore. That was on April 5. At 2, he won the Willard Proctor Memorial in his career, in his first start as a 2-year-old. Then ran second in the Grade 3 Hollywood Preview. Flatter was a sire of 8 2013 stakes winners, a list headed by 3-time Grade 1 winner Flat Out, winner of over $3,645,000. He was the number 2 ranked son of AP Indy on the leading sire list, second only to Malibu Moon. Malibu Moon stands for $95,000. Flatter, $20,000 to win a foal, stands and nurses. It stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com. Also from down in Paris, Kentucky, is the Clay Ward Agency, where they've been insuring racehorses for 80 years now, over 80 years. I know the Mr. James Clay Ward went into business the year that $20,000 won the Derby. That was in 1931. And my dad was doing business with them back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And probably, I don't know if they're still doing business with them over there now, but they should be if they're not. Of course, Mr. Clay Ward is gone now. But the tradition that he established at the Clay Ward Agency, that tradition of hard work and service and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, is it's carried on today by my friend Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. So to do business with people who know what they're doing, I would certainly recommend the Clay Ward Agency over in Paris. The number is 859-987-1861. And, of course, the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with the outstanding farm Indian Creek, also in Bourbon County, of course. And they have a tradition there, too. It's for raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. And the list of high-class stakes winners that they've sold includes 6 champions. So, and it's a great place to board, great place they can sell for you. I think the nominations for the September sales are here pretty close, and give them a call over at the Clay Ward Agency. And here's the number. It's a Bourbon County number, 859-987-7443. Well, through last year, Galileo, has hired some 165 stakes winners. He's been pretty busy, hasn't he? 30 champions. One of those champions, Midas Touch, is standing his second season at stud over at War Horse Place for a fee of $10,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses. Now, Midas Touch was a champion 3 years here in Ireland. He placed in classics in Great Britain as well. He was a runner, and he descends from one of the most prolific stakes families in the books. His dam, Approach, the stakes-winning daughter of Darshan, the broodmare sire of over 225 stakes winners. Approach is a half-sister to Aussie Rules, a classic winner in France and a Grade 1 stakes winner in the USA. In fact, you'll find champions and classic winners under Midas Touch at First 3 Dam. Fantastic family. The first foals by Midas Touch are outstanding. He's receiving a quality book of mares again this year. Now's the time to book to a champion and a son of the world's leading sire, Galileo. Your inspection is invited. Just give Jerry Assinger a call, 859-509-0053, or Dana Assinger, 859-509-3157, and see the website at warhorseplace.com. Got your racing form?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell this. Flatterer, the greatest steeplechase horse that ever lived, had just died. He was 35.
Oh, why? Where'd you hear that?
I got it on Facebook. Somebody reposted it because I got a lot of steeplechase people on Facebook.
Where was it? Virginia? Maryland?
Maryland, I think.
Yeah. Johnson Shepherd adored that horse.
He was turned out with a mare that was his best friend, and she was 25, and son of a gun, she fell apart same time. So the two of them.
She passed away too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They just both sort of crumbled at once. So good old Flatterer.
He was unbelievable. I actually spoke to Johnson Shepherd about getting him, Flatterer, to old friends a couple of years ago, and he said he was doing great over there and he's going to leave him there. But Johnson adored that horse, and what an amazing performer he was.
Yeah, there'll never be another one like him. He was like the man of war of steeplechasing.
Better watch it. He could start using those man of war analogies. He gets nervous over there.
Back off.
That was a correct statement.
Okay, there you go. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Well, we have our homecoming coming up on Sunday.
Sunday,
a week from tomorrow.
It's
going to be exciting. Got lots of great auction items. Got some marvelous halters donated by the farms. We expect a lot of people. I think unless Rosie wins the Derby and is detained by the media, she'll be coming over on Sunday.
Oh,
I hope she does win it, by the way. That would be great for us. She's on the
Nice girl.
She's fabulous.
She went to a thing yesterday at New Vocations, and the little girl that's got she's a mare now. They came down from Michigan, and she took a selfie with Rosie.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
She's so pleased.
No,
yeah.
Rosie's great.
You know, she rode with the Woodford Hounds once, thought it was fabulous. Got off and said, that was great.
And Chris McCarron rode and
not
back.
Chris, no, Stevie Cawthon.
Oh, it's Stevie Cawthon, yeah, and he came back and said, I'll never do that again.
Well, Stevie's no longer the kid.
No, he's not.
True.
No.
But yeah, there's nothing. Rosie's just the best. She's going to make an announcement next week about old friends, too, that's going to help us a lot. And then Woodford Reserve only has a couple of the $1,000 mint julep cups left that are going to benefit old friends, too. So you can check those out.
Wow.
It's going to be a wild week at old friends. We got buses after busload after busload coming.
I bet you Mike has given away a lot of those magazines of yours over here.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of magazines before. They're going out of the office and out of the farm.
I told you somebody was somewhere wrong.
Oh, this is great. We're just talking about him. I even know we're just talking about you.
Yeah, I got you mixed up.
Are you okay?
I got you mixed up with Stevie Carlson.
You did?
Yeah.
That's a good one to be mixed up with.
It certainly is.
Chris has got his Red Sox hat on. That's all that really matters.
Yeah. So we're talking about the...
Just Chris McCarron, by the way, just in case people don't know.
I heard you talking about Flatterer.
Yeah.
I wish I could have ridden him, but I'm too scared to go over those jumps.
Oh, you are not. You would have done that.
No, I wouldn't have.
Really?
But my nephew did for a long time.
Yeah, he did. He was very good at it, too.
Yeah, he was leading around in the country twice. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He was an instant single at Saratoga going over the jumps.
Couldn't he make the weight for flat? Or?
No, he couldn't. Uh-huh. No, he weighed about 130, 35 pounds. So.
Did you ever have trouble making weight? You didn't, did you?
It's always an issue. You know, I when I would go out to dinner, the first thing I'm thinking of is tomorrow's overnight.
Oh.
Okay. I'm thinking about, okay, what's the lightest I have to do, and that would determine what I'm going to order off the menu.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's what Ursel does.
I see that.
Ursel does the
I'm
same.
I'm not going to touch that line.
Hey, I stopped by to share some good news with you. Do you mind if I change the subject for a second?
No, go ahead.
Okay, last January, I started a Twitter and Facebook campaign to lobby to get two of my dear friends into the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm not saying I did it, but it didn't hurt. Gary Jones and Alex Solis will be enshrined in August, and you'll be there, right?
That is fabulous. Yeah, I will be. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't miss it.
Incredibly well-deserved honors for these two guys. Awesome horsemen. Gary won 15 leading training titles in California against the likes of Frankel, McAnally, Whittingham, Barrera, Drysdale, Bob Wheeler years ago, Willard Proctor. And, so what I did was I went online and I gathered all their stats and I posted them, I collected them, put them on Facebook, and then I opened a Twitter account and then I put my Facebook page link on the Twitter account so people could, because Twitter you can only use 160 characters, something like that. So anyway, woohoo!
That's
they're getting
great.
In!
That is great.
And I saw
that
Alex yesterday at Keeneland. He was over there riding the stake and I walked in there, just gave him a big old hug and he had a little tear in his eye.
He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a wonderful guy.
He's a great guy.
Class act. And I was listening to Mike Pena's show a little while ago, and you're a competitor, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And,
I love Mike's show.
Not really.
Yeah. No. No, I know.
No, we're friends and good buddies. And,
I was kidding. Sure, both of you guys do a great job promoting racing. It's awesome. Good
he
for
does
you.
He does a wonderful job. Yeah, he's good. Great interviewer.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And one of my graduates was on a show this morning, Christina McManigal.
Yeah. She's riding great.
Well, she hasn't ridden in a while. I think she was told that she's not supposed to ride anymore.
Really?
Yeah, so she's looking to get into the media aspect of racing.
Oh, okay.
And she's a good kid. Maybe she'll take over your show one day.
Why good. Not?
Yeah.
You got to be old.
Send her to old one.
You've interviewed her before. I'll get her out here, and you guys can, chat and talk. She can be a guest anytime you want.
Bring her back.
Okay.
Anytime. Okay.
That'll be part of our youth movement. You know,
well, I wish you'd known that you'd wanted to vote for those people because you could have bribed me.
Ah!
Yeah, he's on the committee.
Did you vote for them?
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much. Give me a little fist pump.
Now, next year, you guys have to vote for Black Tie. When Black Tie Ferry gets into the historical committee part of it.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to get him in.
I know.
Yeah,
he came very close to getting nominated a couple years ago. I was told he only missed by a couple of votes.
What did he ever do?
Yeah, Horse of the Year, Breeders' Cup Classic, won everything. Just didn't.
What
win
year was the Breeders' Cup Classic?
New York and California. That was the only thing. Jerry Bailey's first Breeders' Cup Classic.
What year was
Breeders
it?
Cup when 1990.
91 maybe.
91.
Who was second in the
92? Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, quiet, you. Me.
I remember that.
I wrote a bad race. I should have won it on Twilight Agenda for Lucas.
That's why I bet.
And, that's why I got stopped. I can't carry that load. Good Lord.
I love Twilight Agenda. What a nice horse.
I was galloping along behind Jerry, had no respect for Black Tie Affair whatsoever. What was he, 30 to 1?
Something like that.
So I'm thinking, well, he'll come back to me anytime.
Never did come back.
Nope. I let him. I gave my horse too much to do.
That was, well, I'm glad in retrospect, because when Black Tie Bear came to the farm, he was so nice, and I used to graze him and Little Silver Charm every night together, the two grays.
Wow, awesome.
And so.
Well, who's your Derby horse, Chris?
I'm on the same bandwagon as everybody. I love the favorite. I mean, he's without question the most impressive prep winner so far.
Yeah. Preps, plural.
Preps winner, that's right. The yeah. San Felipe, the Santa Anita yeah. Derby. It's been a while since I saw a horse win the Santa Anita Derby with so much ease.
Yeah.
I mean, he stumbled leaving there, got jostled around a little bit. Victor put him in the race, and he just relaxed so beautifully at the 7/8 pole. Victor had that long hold on him. When he pushed the button at the 5/16 pole, he took the lead, and Victor never told him to run. All he did was ask him to run for about an eighth of a mile. And yeah. from that point on, yeah. the race was over. Victor took a little peek at the big jumbotron in the infield at Santa Anita, saw he was five in front, and just folded up on him. Very impressive.
Yes, it was.
And he went the last eighth of a mile in 12-2.
Is that right?
Under wraps.
Under. Wow,
that's great. Jeez. Well, I hope he wins. I have a future book bet on him.
Do you?
Yeah. From the second book. I don't know. They're huge, though, like 50 or 60 to 1.
Oh, my goodness.
He wasn't even in the first list. He was in the field.
Yeah, strange things happen in the Derby. You know, I mean, you got to have a little bit of luck. And you know more about that than me, that's for sure. But, you know, sometimes the best horse doesn't win.
A lot of times, the field is so large, and you're absolutely right. You have to have some luck.
But this horse is a standout.
You have to have the kind of luck that Calvin's had getting through on the fence those three times.
Yeah.
And but then again, sometimes you can have bad luck and still win.
Yeah.
Like Ali Sheba.
Yeah, that's
true. He got bumped hard about a 16th of a mile out of the gate.
I thought you were going down.
No, not that point. I had to take up sharply a 16th of a mile out of the gate. I got shoved down towards the inside. My butt hit the saddle and everything. Because when I took a hold of him, he threw his head up in the air. And then we turned home. I had one horse left to get by, and he came out in front of us. We clipped his heels, and I can't believe he didn't fall. And he was such a great athlete that he was agile enough to stay up on his feet. And they all said, well, weren't you scared when he stumbled like that? I said, heck no. I said, come on, we got one more horse to go by. I smell something up there. And they're beautiful red roses.
Not four roses, but red roses.
Oh, a big blanket of them. Big garland of roses.
That is great.
Still got roses?
Uh-huh. No, I didn't. They wilted.
Right.
I know, but I got a lot of pictures.
Got a lot of trophies, too.
Well, who's in that field that you think might give him a rough time? I mean, the Wood Winner, maybe?
He was impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Boston horse.
Yep. Boston Strong. I got to root for him.
Yeah,
and see the horse that won the Arkansas Derby, but you know he's green. You know, I mean
the thing I liked about his win, Danza, right?
Danza.
The thing I liked about his win was he never looked like he was gonna win it until late in the stretch. You know, Joe was having to get after him. He got through on the fence, and at the 5/16 pole, he's riding him hard, and he really didn't look like he was going anywhere, which gives me the indication I've been on horses like that. So that gives me an indication that he wasn't giving Joe everything he had at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe had to really encourage him hard. And then when he finally did kick in, you know, he won with authority. So to me, that shows room for improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
They can grow up a lot in a month or two before the Derby.
Absolutely. You going down? You going to be here next week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were coming in.
Of course. I've never been to the Derby. I got invited twice, though. This is funny. The people that have that horse, Dance with Fate, who's won the Bluegrass and is going in the Derby.
Yeah.
Peter Erton. He's a very good horseman.
Yeah.
Nice guy, too.
Don Mellon, who runs After the Finish Line, a fundraising component for retired thoroughbreds out in California, came to the farm on a tour before the Bluegrass, and she owns part of that horse. So she invited me to go to the Bluegrass. She says, if we win, you can come get your picture taken in the winner's circle, but we're too busy at the farm, and I couldn't go. So now they called me about going to the Derby, and I can't go to that because we've got too much going on at the farm, too, but I've never been. But the only two times I've ever been invited were by owners that had come to the farm to visit before the race, and the other one was Jerry Moss, and then Giacomo won, so I told her it was a good precedent.
It's no big deal. It's overrated. Going to the Derby is overrated. It's nuts. The people are crazy. You can't move around. You know, it's hard to get up. You know, get up to buy a sandwich for crying out loud. No, it's a blast. It's a blast. I'll be there all day Friday and Saturday.
You got a new class in?
Yes, we just school? This is the first year we started spring enrollment.
Okay.
And I had 10 new Jockey Pathway students start on March 24th, and we've got about 10 or 11, I think, in the Horseman's Pathway students. They're learning how to rub horses.
Very
so
good.
It's going good.
That's great. It's so
I think I saw a couple of your girls out here, your riders, working horses this morning.
Yeah, both Brianna and Marissa are working for Tommy Short, and I was at the vet clinic just up the street here picking up we have a new kitten in the barn, so I took her and got her spayed yesterday because the tomcats are, you know, walking all over up there. And anyway, so Marissa texted me and said, I'm going to the gate. She came in the barn the other day and said, look, I'm having trouble coming out of the gate. I keep falling back on the horse's mouth. So I said, well, text me when you're going to go to the gate, and I'll come over there and coach you a little bit. So timing was perfect. I was just leaving the vet, got over here, and I got there about 5 minutes before they arrived at the gate, and Tommy was over there, and Brianna. They worked four out of the gate together. A little crowded.
I saw that set. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little crowded, and especially when three babies turned on the backside just as they were getting ready to break. Mm. And so it got a little hairy, got a little dicey at the half-mile pole when they had to get through on the inside of those three babies. But they managed to get it done. But both girls came out of the gate very well this morning.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, I got to pay some bills here.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll see you later. I got to go to Lowe's and buy some mulch.
You got to plug in, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
Got to plug in for Lowe's.
Hey, that barn looks good now.
Well, Chloe Hatch's recent win in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom bodes well for her future. She's already won 3 Grade 1 stakes and earned over $1,847,000. And remember, she was second in last year's Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff, so you got to consider her as a major threat for that one again. Close Hatches is by First Defense, and while speaking about a promising future, you should see the list of mares that have been sent to him over the past couple of years, 117 of them just last year. Among those mares is the dam of Close Hatches, the dam of Grade 1 winner Emollient, Grade 1 winner Announce, Grade 1 winner Price Tag, Intercontinental, the multiple Grade 1 winner and winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. She's a full sister to Banks Hill, Grade 1 winner Promising Lead, multiple Group 1 winner Special Duty, winner of both the Group 1 English 1,000 guineas and the Group 1 French 1,000 guineas. And believe me, that's just scratching the surface. Now keep an eye on Ms. Sylvia, 3-year-old filly by First Defense, and Abseil, a colt by Ms. First Defense. Allowance winner Ms. Sylvia, Ms. Sylvia A, it is, broke her maiden at Aqueduct by 6¾ lengths and came back on April 18 and won by 8. Abseil, racing in England, broke his maiden by 2½ lengths on the 21st of April. First Defense, a Grade 1 winner, a proven Grade 1 sire by Unbridle Song out of Grade 1 winner Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Slough, to the top sire Empire Maker, stands at Judmont Farm, 15,000 live full. Boy's got a great future, too. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com.
The Hopewell Company is an insurance company, and it's in Paris, Kentucky. And when we moved to Bourbon County, friends of ours said that's where you buy your insurance. And they are the best, I'm telling you. We had been struck by lightning. Now, when was that? About a year and a half ago, I think.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it sizzled every wire in the house. They came over that day. And the next day, they were getting ready to have it fixed. Because here's the trick. If you insure yourself straight with the insurance company, they're going to make you jump through hoops because they don't want to pay so much. So if you insure with somebody like the Hopewell Company, they're the ones that deal with the insurance company. And the insurance company pays attention because the insurance company doesn't want to lose their clients through the Hopewell Company. We didn't have a fuss. We didn't have anything. It was $25,000 worth of stuff, too. I mean, they're good. And they're an independent insurance agency. They work for the client, not the insurance company. I just said that. So contact Hopewell Company. They will give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company is at 820 South Main Street in Paris, 987-2347. Or in Lexington, you can dial 254 24-31. You get great service. I mean it. You never know when lightning is going to strike you or your house.
Chris got something to say. Come here, Chris.
Chris back for a bulletin.
Okay.
Yes. Bing, 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 bing,
could have done without that.
New career.
We've been invited again by an association in Europe. I forget the acronym. I apologize. But they're putting on, they put on several apprentice races around the world. We went last year to Chantilly and brought Aparna over there. This year, Natalie Turner is going. You remember Natalie?
Nice.
She was here for a while. And so Remy Belloc, our executive director, and Natalie are going over to Paris in mid-June to ride on Prix de Dien Day, French Oaks Day.
Yes.
Yeah, so I went last year with them. We had a blast. So we're very proud of
so
Natalie
good.
and so happy that Remy was able to secure another spot this year.
Dang. Am I too old for your school?
You're never too old.
Huh? Chris is proof of that.
Yeah. You're never too old.
I love it. Ooh,
anyway, thanks for letting me back on, guys.
Oh, that's okay. With Dynamic Impact, another big horse by the big horse sire Tisnow, won the Grade 3 $500,000 Illinois Derby last Saturday. Dynamic Impact broke his maiden at Oaklawn on March 1. The Illinois Derby was his first start in the stakes. Bred by Blue Haven Farm, he sold as a yearling in Keeling for $125,000. He's trained by Mark Cassett. He's Tisnow's 49th stakes winner. Tisnow has sired 11 graded or Group 1 stakes winners. He has sired a champion 2-year-old filly, 2 classic winners, 5 millionaires. In 2013, his Keeneland September sales yearling averaged over $400,000. He had yearlings sell for $1,750,000, $1,700,000 last year. He is truly the big horse sire. The Tisnows run big and they sell big. The only two-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic elected to Racing's Hall of Fame, Tisnow Sireline, serves as a direct link to the immortal man of war. And he currently ranks 5th among all active sires on this year's sire list. He is also a rapidly developing sire of sires, and he stands for $75,000, doing the full stands of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Kyle Wilson, Rashawn Tugel, 859-873-1717. See the website. That's Windstar Farm. .com. All right, well, Michael stepped out. You want to fill in for him?
I was going to tell. Well, I'll let Michael tell you. He's telling Chris big news. I mean, super duper this coming Wednesday. So I'll let him tell you.
Oh.
He's going to have more people that are aware of him than I guess any time before. Well, anyway, I'll let.
Well, do that thing for Bobby.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a health fair Monday at Keeneland Sales Pavilion for all of the farm and backstretch workers. Now, and they want you to bring your kids. They're going to have free burgoo, and you get a ticket, and it's free, and they're going to have a drawing for 3 televisions. And it's open for farm workers and backstretch. I told Michael, because he has some farm workers out there too, what they're going to do for free. You get diabetes, health and wellness, a hearing test. I ought to go for that one. Stroke stuff. They're going to screen glucose, blood pressure, cholesterol, health. They're going to screen for 5 cancers and 5 things you can do for prevention and therapeutic strengthening and balance. Ooh, I need that balance one these days. The Kentucky College of Pharmacy is going to be there, the College of Dentistry, the Lexington Diagnostic Management, American Heart Association. They're all going to be there. This is Monday from 10 to 2. Now, this is even better. For you backstretch workers out here that don't have a ride, they're going to send a Keeneland bus out here over to the big parking lot at 10:30, and they will take you to the health fair, and they will bring you back.
That's so Monday, right?
That's Monday. Pay attention. It's from 10 till 2 at Keeneland Sales Pavilion.
Well, Farnham's won 2 stakes in New York already this year. His most recent, the $100,000 Stymie Handicap. He's earned over $217,000 now. Farnham's by Jazzle. Sire 5 greatest stakes horses is the last year and a 5 stakes winners plus another that's placed in stakes and his first crop to reach the races. Jazzle was originally scheduled to stand the 2014 season, in South America, but instead he's staying right here in Kentucky over at Shadwell Farm. So if you've got a nice mare, give Stallion Manager Ken Barnes a call and talk to him. Special breeding incentives may be available. Dazzle won the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. He's by the brilliant sire Seeking Gold. He's out of the Broodmare of the Year Better Than Honor, a daughter deputy minister that also produced Champion Rags to Riches, who, like Dazzle, won the Belmont Stakes. One of the most prolific families in the books. Once again, give Kent Barnes a call. Number over at Shadwell Farm is 859-224-4585. Ask about special breeding incentives to Dazzle, a classic winner with a great pedigree and a proven sire of graded stakes runners. Take a look at the website, shadwellfarm.com.
Well, and Leather and Tack is the tack store. It's located in, it's best in central Kentucky.
That's Quill and Leather. You just a second late.
Come on. I'm sorry. Quill and Leather and Tack. I don't have earphones on. Anyway, they're in downtown Paris. They have got some really, really talented people that work with leather. They make all their own stallion halters, regular halters, turnout halters, foal halters. They got the figure eight foal halter and the regular, mm-hmm. and then they've got yearling halters. You name it, they've got it. They've got shanks, and they've got twitches, and they've got everything. And you can tag. You can put tags on your whole foals halters, which is a good thing, because when you go turn out and you have 12 mares and foals in the same field, yeah, sometimes they look alike, and you don't want that to happen. So they also have human stuff. They have belts, and even you put your name on your belt, of course, and that's a local thing. You have key tags and so on, and really great stuff. Now, you can save 10% for local farms on each and every purchase at Quillen. It's the best place. It's their way of saying thank you for support. Quillen Leather and Tech, South Main Street, is the second or third light if you go straight in. Third light across from Ken's.
Keep going further down on the left, same side of the street, and there's Rooster Brew. You can go in and have a beer.
Yeah.
You've been over there, Mike?
No, but I'm planning on it. Don't forget Tuesday night, Arthur and Arthur.
Yeah, that's
exactly right.
Exactly.
Ralph Quillen
that's
and the musical
right
chairs and everybody. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, that's right down from Quillen Tech. So 987.
Wouldn't go down there and get some
hey,
beer.
Can you stagger from the Rooster Brew down to the auction house?
Well, why not?
How far is it?
I don't know. No.
It's 5 or 6 blocks. 6 blocks.
Oh, that's
no,
all right.
No, it's farther than that.
Is it?
Oh, ten blocks. I don't know.
Oh, big deal. That's nothing. Yeah.
You don't want to stagger in downtown Paris. Somebody's allowed to pray for you.
Well, I don't want to drive in downtown Paris either if I'm staggering.
Well, anyway, 987-0215 or Quillen. Listen, go to Quillen, Quillin.com, because he throws up specials for like 2 days in the middle of the week. So
just what amuses him.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell he's devilishly creating these specials just to see what happens on his computer.
That must be it.
Well, the Daily Racing Form Sunday Breeding Edition is on the newsstands right now. John Sparkman's got an article in there on about a dynamic impact, and tis now. You can catch up with Ashado. Of course, she was just elected to the Hall of Fame. Nicole Russo is writing about her. Mary Simon, one of my favorite writers, is writing about Northern Dancer's influence on the Kentucky Derby. They're writing about the Hall of Fame inductees, Alex Solis and Gary Jones. We were just talking about it with Chris McCarron, Curly and Ashado. So at the Daily Racing Form Sunday edition, go to drf.com/breeding. And also, they run stuff all the way through the week on the breeding edition. So just, you know, it's the racing form, and racing's Bible. All right.
There's a lot of good stuff in that racing form tomorrow. Speaking about Mary Simon, that was a really nice article she did about Old Rosebud last week.
Oh, it was, wasn't
yeah.
it? Mm-hmm. Boy, she can write.
Yeah, she's really, really yeah. good. Yeah.
He didn't end up too well, did he?
No. Well, no. Sometimes that happens, unfortunately.
Yeah. Used to more but, than you know, now, hopefully.
Yeah, we're trying to prevent that from
it
happening.
Was
yeah.
1913 Derby winner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so
I remember it well.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
I read about
that's
it.
The same year he reached drinking age.
Yeah, you're right. course, I was precocious.
Well, will you tell them the big fat news?
Well, this is if everything works out well, and it's always a big if. The Today Show is going to come to Old Friends on Tuesday and tape some material. And then on Wednesday morning, they're going to do a live remote on the Today Show from Old Friends.
Oh, wow. On the Today Show, really cool. The millions
of
viewers.
Well, I hope Al Roker shows up because Little Silver Charm adores Al Roker.
He does?
He likes to come in the house and watch the weather. And as soon as Al does the weather, he goes back outside.
Oh, it's fun. Funny.
Just to make sure what's going on.
Well, it's getting deep in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
But I think that'll be.
Millions. What? How many people watch that?
You know,
show?
This is how it works, though. You know, I know people. You know, they give me credit for a lot of stuff that we do, but every time I have an idea, it hardly ever works.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been begging the Today Show to come for years and years and years, and all of a sudden some producer calls up the other day, calls Sylvie up, and then Sylvie calls me up. She goes, guess what, the Today Show? I never even asked him.
Friend of yours just showed up.
Oh, he's fabulous. It's the fence man. It's the Red Brand fence man, and you should see it. And on a day like this, the sun reflecting off the fence just sends shivers down my spine. It's really amazing. They've done a great job installing it.
I told you it was getting deep in here, Mark.
This is not deep. I'm telling you, this is going to be so great. This is going to be so great because now we're going to be able to move some horses from that we have at auxiliary farms over there. The people that come on the tours will be able to see more of the horses. Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievable. And Mark and everybody at Red Brand has done a fabulous job for Old Friends, and I really appreciate it.
Well, Mark is, of course, the regional sales manager for Keystone Steel and Wire Company, and Red Brand is one of their that's your major?
That is our major brand. Red Brand's been in existence since 1889. We're the oldest American-made fence company. So we're 100% American-made. We are best known for our Diamond V-Mesh.
Yeah.
In this area, a lot of people refer to us as the Claiborne Mesh, Diamond V-Mesh. The actual name of it is Keep Safe Horse Fence, but that's kind of our claim to fame in this part of the world.
Well, they've been using that as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I can remember back a ways, believe me.
Well, that product was actually, believe it or not, from what we've been told, that product was actually developed in part by Bull Hancock.
Is that right?
Yep. Bull saw it out west on a vacation, and the story goes that he approached the steel company and asked them to make it in a taller height, and that's where it began.
Oh, wow. That's it.
There you go.
A little bit of history there.
And it's safe for the horses. I mean, that's the beauty of it. It not only saves money in the long run because the maintenance on it's so low because it lasts forever, so you're not replacing planks all the time, but also it's much, much safer for the animals.
Just a plank along the top is all you need, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sight line. And that was, again, that was from what we've been told, that was developed by Bull. Yeah. It was installed once, and the horses still ran towards it. So then when they installed the top line, the sight board, they call it, that helped deter them. But it's a... it is, as Michael said, it's a very safe product. It actually cradles them. What I've described to people is it acts like bed springs. When they run into it, it basically just throws them off, and because it'll absorb the energy, it's a lot easier on necks and knees.
Yeah, well the old fellas over at Michael's place over there, they need all the help they can get.
Yeah, they do. Believe me.
And I don't know how many of them are running.
And they get it. Oh, they're running. We had one horse, unfortunately, a couple of years ago named Gold Spring. Really nice horse.
I remember him as Sprinter. Mm-hmm. He was farm bred.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Argentine or Brazil?
Argentine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
And unfortunately, it rained that night, and in the morning the sun was coming out, and he was all excited. He ran along the fence line. He slipped in the mud, and when he slipped, his head went under the bottom plank, and up he came, and he broke his neck. That wouldn't happen if we had this fence. So
yeah,
I think of that every time they drive another post in.
Yeah. Now you're going to have how many paddocks you putting in it over there, Mark?
I think there's six or eight. It depends on how they divide up the fields.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be for geldings and mares, so people will be able to see them. And also, we're going to have a big dedication of those paddocks at our homecoming on Sunday, a week from tomorrow. Drawing Away Stables is sponsoring one of the paddocks. They donated $25,000, and we've been...
Who is that now?
Drawing Away Stables.
Okay, New York.
Yeah. They donated $25,000 to Old Friends, and every time they win a race, they donate $100.
Wow.
And we've got a really nice sign, and we're going to dedicate that paddock. And also Bourbon Lane Stables from Versailles. We just retired a horse named Versailles Road, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Anyway, Bourbon Lane Stables from Mike McMahon's place over in Versailles. They name all their horses after with bourbon in their name. So Bourbon Eyes is theirs, Bourbon Courage. Yeah. They've retired a horse to us named Johannes Bourbon, a really, really nice young horse. In any case, they also did the same thing. So they donated $25,000 for a paddock. So we're going to have a ribbon cutting and a dedication a week from Sunday. So if people want to come, they'll be around 2 o'clock.
You going to be there, Mark?
Absolutely. Day after Derby, that's the only place to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, this is the good part, too. I talked to my friends down at the West 6 Brewery, and they donated 10 cases of beer.
Oh my goodness.
To our party. That's so I told them I was going to buy a bunch of cheap lousy beer and put it on top, so I have a lot of leftovers.
How long you been with this company, Mark?
I've been in the industry for almost 20 years. Been with Red Brand now for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. I actually specialize in this area, so I spend the majority of my time in the Lexington Louisville area.
Oh, okay.
I'm generally in this area 3 to 4 weeks a month, and working with people like Michael and the farms. And you know, we really appreciate what the industry's done for us, and we're trying to give a little back and help out and learn what we need to do from here to make our products what they need to be for the industry.
Yeah. Well, you all are sponsoring the big shindig at the Oaks and Derby Day over here at the Thoroughbreds.
We are. We're doing the Derby Bash, and again, that's kind of in part to help the industry. We know this is breeding season. We know a lot of people are at the farm, and you know they can't venture too far away this time of year, so we wanted to do something for the guys that are back here working. So we sponsor the Derby Bash. It's going to be on Derby Day. It's going to have a buffet, VIP line for bidding. There's you know, it's going to be an all-day event, simulcast live, all the races from Churchill. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be quite an event. Tickets are $45. It's a really good value.
They got a buffet.
Yeah, hot buffet. I mean, it's actually a very, very good buffet that day. Yeah. They're doing a phenomenal job. I walked through it last night. They've got the entire room. They're already decorating it. Looks like a huge reception. It's going to be a nice event.
What I like is they have a live mutual clerk or two. You don't have to fool with those machines. You know me with machines. I can barely use a cell phone, you know.
Well, and that's the other part of it on the VIP side, the $45, yeah. It includes a no-line, you know, wagering. Yeah. So that's going to be a huge event. Because last year, they had this event last year. And from what the girls have told me, last year the lines went completely across the building.
Yeah.
So
I went to Keeneland last year to make some bets at 9:30 in the morning. And I had to wait in line for half an hour.
Ah, you got your Derby horse picked out, Mark?
You know, I have to stay pretty neutral because I work with everybody. So we like them all, and, you know.
Spoken like a true sailor.
How about you, Michael?
Well, I like California Chrome an awful lot. But I'm rooting for Vickers in Trouble because Vickers in Trouble.
Kevin Sarah's horse.
Yes. And also, Rosie Naprovnik's become a spokeswoman for Wild Turkey. And they're going to, if she wins the Derby, they're going to make a donation to Old Friends. So,
oh, there you go.
That's like betting without, you know, cashing without betting.
Oh, wow. So, well, yeah, that horse, California Comey, looks like he just, any way you handicap him, it looks like he's a.
Yeah. But there's always been a lot of really good horses, and I'm not taking anything away from him. I have a future bet book with him, so I'm excited, and if he wins, I will not be disappointed. However, you know, Derby days, I'll never forget I would have had the trifecta when Mind That Bird won. The only horse I left out of the top spot was Mind That Bird. I had everything else in the race.
No. Oh.
Everything else, 19 or 18, whatever it was. I had them all. And the one I left out was him. When the trifecta came back, I would have been able to pay my taxes.
Well, Mark, I assume that you'll be here here Derby Day, or are you going to Louisville?
I will actually be in Louisville for most of Derby Day, and then we'll be back over here later in the day.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try and do both. So we're guests at Churchill during the day. We'll be over there to actually see most of it.
Good luck getting out of there.
Yeah, well, we were actually blessed by somebody that gave us a parking spot to the east of Churchill, so we think we're going to be able to escape.
Oh, so that's the word.
We kind of pre-planned our exit.
that's the word, escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should also say, Ursula, if anybody'd like to see the Red Brand fence at Old Friends, just call the office, make an appointment. We've got to put them on the golf cart. We could drive around. They could watch it being installed. Yeah. Or
we'll take a look at it while they're installing it or anything. And you got a website or anything there, Mark?
Yes, we do. www.redbrand.com. And, you know, again, you know, they can reach myself in the area. We're supported very well by Woodford Feed and Versailles. Mm-hmm. That's the company that actually did a lot to help Michael. There's other retailers around that also carry our products in the area. So, you know, you're more than welcome to reach out to us. We'd be happy to direct you to anybody that could help you. If it's any of the farms that need any questions, they're welcome to reach out to me directly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Mark Arto. And give me a phone number for him. It's 734. Where is that, 734?
It's area code 734-837-4428.
Where's 734?
It's actually a Michigan number. That's actually where I still have home, and I commute back and forth. I'm usually here during the week and up there on the weekends.
Oh, my God. Driving back and forth to Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know,
I'll leave after the show today, and I'll be back here on Monday.
Everybody else who you know from up there has moved down here. Like
I know.
Half of Boston's down here.
Half of Boston.
We just had Chris
in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in Boston's rooting for Wicked Strong.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's owned by Centennial Farms. They won the Belmont with Colonial Affair way back when.
That was way back when. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that should be a great party.
Yeah, we really would encourage people to come out. We're really trying to do this for the farms. We have tickets that we'll be giving away. So, you know, it's going to be a good day. They have chicken cordon bleu, hot browns, Churchill pie, mint juleps. Everything's on the house included with the ticket. So no line wagering. It's pretty good value.
Yeah, absolutely. Right here at the Thoroughbred Center in the main office over there. And which room are you in? When you go in the front door to the left?
We're going to be in the back room that faces out towards the paddocks.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Well, there's plenty of room over there. No part. I mean, didn't charge anything to get in. And a lot of these people work on, you know, around here on farms and everything. It can go and, you know, spend some time there. And
that's why we did it. We thought if they could slide out for a few minutes, come over, have some lunch, place their bet, and go back to the breeding shed. Yeah.
Half of Claiborne probably down here after the breeding shed.
We're hoping.
All right, well, I got to catch up on things here.
All right, Ursula, I'm going to take off. I'm going to stop by and see Dr. Byers.
Oh.
I'll bother him for a while.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't call him this week, and I should have, but they put me on prednisone last week, you know.
Yeah?
I had a bad
You're not racing tomorrow, are you?
Oh, no.
I think that's one of the banned substances.
Last Friday, I took six and five the next morning. I was high on a kite doing the show last Saturday. But, you know, when you come off of it, man, you come off of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we should request the tape from last weekend. That's a pretty good one.
Well,
he doesn't remember.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Well, I'll tell Dr. Byers you're going to call him later.
Yeah, I will.
I know he'd like.
You know,
he's got some family coming in today, and it's a bright sunny day. He's probably on his Kubota running around the farm acting silly.
Yeah, he's a great vet.
Yeah,
one of the all time great vets. And we've got the best vets in the world
question. You know? There's the best of everything around here.
Yeah, yes. Well, he's the best of the best, wasn't he?
Yep. Yeah. Best of the best in many more ways than
more
just
ways
being a vet.
One. Great yep. guy. Yeah, love him.
We've named our street the main road at Old Friends, Byers Way.
Needless to say, Mark, he was doing free vet work over there.
Yeah, needless to say. The big mistake he made was making a $1,000 donation to Old Friends, and then we got him in our clasp, and he's never been able to escape.
I know the feeling.
John Cox over at Thoroughgraphs has made a really nice street sign. It says Byers Way, and we're going to put it right there, and we're right next to the highway, so I can just point to the sign and say it's either Byers Way Or the highway.
Okay. All right. Remember that brand now, Red Brand. And once again, that's Mark Arto. And you can go to their website. Say that one more time.
www.redbrand.com. Just like it sounds. REDBRAND.com.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
No, we tried to keep it simple.
Okay.
And if they want to contact me directly, 734-837-4428. Or you can get a hold of Bob Mack down to Woodford Feed.
Okay. Be careful driving back and forth to Michigan.
I absolutely will.
Okay.
We appreciate you having us on, and we appreciate Michael very much.
Well, thanks, you guys. And, Ursula, we'll see you next week, Derby Day.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got my Derby horse all picked out.
Oh, he's keeping it secret till next week.
You're not going to share it with us.
Huh? Yeah, right.
He doesn't want a big switch in the Vegas odds.
Oh, God. All right. Well, on that note, we'll let you go.
Thanks, Urza.
Thank you.
Buddy.
All right. Thank you. A 2-year-old from the first crops by Lionel David, Temple City, and Warriors Reward have made big impressions on buyers at the 2-year-old sales this year. There have been Lionel David sell for $275,000, $240,000, $110,000. Temple Cities have sold for $230,000, $115,000, $100,000. Warriors Rewards for $330,000, $220,000, $200,000. Now, keep in mind that the fees were very affordable in the first place. For instance, Line of David stands for $6,000, Temple City for $5,000. You don't have to pay those fees until the foal stands up and nurses. There's not a whole lot of risk involved anyway, because both Line of David and Temple City are eligible for a Spendthrift Breed Secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. The Line of David is a Grade 1 stakes winner from the Stormcat line, and his family has already given us the great sire, Mr. Prospector. Temple City is a graded stakes winner and track record breaker by the superior sire, Dynaformer, out of a half-sister to Malibu Moon. So go see them at Spendthrift Farm. Just call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 259-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Well, you know, 2 times Horse of the Year, Wise Dan trains on Reborn. And Reborn is 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. But it's used, it's safe and easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals. Strengthens the foal's immune system while it's nursing on the mare. So it's absolutely wonderful use for that because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. Actually, it supports immune functions in horses of all ages and provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges. Reborn is, let me tell you how you can get it. It you can buy it at KBC in Lexington or Horse Sense over in Versailles. And you go to reborn.com, R-E-B-O-R-N-E.com. It's a product developed by Dr. Steve Alday. Dr. Alday has also developed another product that I happen to believe in. And it's used for both humans and people, and that's Lubricin. And Jackie uses it, the brand that they make for people, and she swears by it. And it sustains the integrity of joint fluid and helps reduce the cost of, acid injections and those kind of things, and makes you feel real good, as a matter of fact. And both Lee Reborn and Lubricin are test free. You don't have to worry about it. All natural. You don't have to worry about going to the spit box or anything like with them. You can go right on your. Some of the trainers that use it include Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollandoffer, Mike Maker. And it's a great product. And you can buy the one for humans over at Old Friends and the others at KBC or Horse Sense. And that's lubricin.com, Lubricin. .com. Well, the first foals by Cowboy Cal raced at 2 last year. He ranked 6th on the freshman sire list among those at stud in Kentucky, 4th for number of winners. To date, he is the sire of 15 first crop winners. 3 have earned black type, and another dozen have placed and are just sitting on wins. 6th spot recently posted back-to-back wins at Oaklawn, the second of a $61,000 allowance test. Allowance winner Tangare Miss is stakes placed in Chicago. I believe she goes into stakes today. Allowance winner Vigorous Titan is 2 for 2, imported to Japan. Shikaru is also undefeated in 2 starts, and he's earned over $137,000 now. And they're hitting the board at major tracks: Keeneland, Oaklawn, Arlington, the Fairgrounds, Churchill Downs, Gulfstream, Laurel, Mama, Pimlico, Woodbine. So the Cowboy Cows are showing run like their sire. They're improving with maturity. Cowboy Cow, he did win the Nall for Turdy as a 2-year-old, but he went on at 3 and 4 to win 5 stakes, including a mile and 133 flat when he won the Grade 2 Oak Tree Mile. And he placed in 7 more stakes, 6 graded, 4 grade 1, earned over $1 million. Cowboy Cal is a champion sire and emerging sire of Sire's Giants Causeway, stands for $5,000, doing a full stand of nurses at Pin Oak Stud. Inquiries of Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens, and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty. All right. Starting the second hour now. I'm a little late starting. Kentucky bred stakes winners from last week. This is the compliments of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, my friend David Schweitzer over there. Actually, we'll start with yesterday's, and the Dixiana Elkhorn Stakes Grade 2 out of Keenan went to Unitarian. Unitarian, a four-year-old colt by Pulpit, bred by Robert S. Evans. And old Pulpit just keeps right on rolling, doesn't he? I mean, he's gone now. Of course, he's got sons that are making it real big and stud, but of course, he's a Claiborne Farm homebred. The Charlestown Classic with a pot of $1,500,000 went to Imperative, bred by Glencrest Farm and Darley. What'd they get for the winner there? Flat $1,000,000. My goodness gracious. That's a pretty good purse, isn't it? The Illinois Derby, Grade 3 up at Hawthorne, went to Dynamic Impact. That's 3-year-old colt by Tisnow, bred by Blue Haven Farm. John Oxley owns it over there. He's a real nice kind of a horse. He's not going in the Derby. The Lexington Coolmore Stakes, Coolmore Lexington Stakes, should say, Grade 3 out of Keeneland. Another Pulpit, that was Mr. Speaker. He's bred and owned by the Phipps Stables. And he's a nice, really nice kind of a horse there. Second Dam, incidentally, is Personal Ensign. Got a lot going for him. The Distaff Handicap. That's not a Kentucky bred. Let's go to Frack Daddy, who won the Ben Ally Stakes out of Keenan, Grade 3. Frack Daddy's by Scat Daddy. And this has been an unusual kind of horse. I bet he drove Kenny McPeak nuts because he placed in a bunch of stakes and was knocking at the door. You know, he was second in the Arkansas Derby, the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, the Commonwealth Turf Stakes, the Maxim Gold Cup. But he finally got his act together, and he's won over $500,000. And, of course, Scat Daddy stands over at Coolmore's Ashford Stud, and he was bred by the Nancy M. Leonard Living Trust. The 60 Sales Handicap, Grade 3 at Hawthorne, was won by Flash American, bred by Preston Stables. That's Art Preston, who owns training center right next to the Thoroughbred Center here. The Hilliard Lions Double Dog Dare Stakes, named after a daughter of Double J that raced for Claiborne Farm, went to Sisterly Love. And Sisterly Love is a Bellamy Road who stands over Windstar Farm, bred by Kinsman Farm. A Miami Mile Handicap Grade 3 at Calder Grand Tito won that, bred by Hargis and Sandra Sexton and Ben Walden Jr. Sexton's breed a lot of runners. And, of course, the Walden's been reading runners for that family for I don't know how long. The Caner Mid-Atlantic Stakes. I went the Sugar Maple Stakes, I guess it is, presented by Cantor Mid-Atlantic. Went to Flattering Bee, and that's a flatter filly. She's a four-year-old, bred by James Harrison Flatter, son of A.P. Indy, who stands at Claiborne Farm. Has done extremely well at stud. The Northern Spur Stakes and over to Oakland went to Bourbon Eyes. That's a gilding from the first crop by Tis Wonderful, bred by Troy Rankin and Joe Davis. Of course, Tis Wonderful, son of Tisnow, who stands at Spencer Farm. The Starshoot Stakes up in Canada went to the Sensational Baby, bred by Bob Baffert and Lanny Bloodstock. And let's see, what else do we have here? The Robert Hilton Memorial at the Hollywood Charlestown went to Rise Up, bred by Cottonwood Stables. The Giants Causeway Stakes at Keeneland went to Ageless, bred by the Hinkles Farm. That's my good friends over in Bourbon County. Federico Tezio Stakes winner was Kid Cruz, bred by Mockmer Hall. The Primonetta Stakes at Pimlico went to Winning Image, bred by Dream Fields and Don Brady. Getting close here. The Lincoln Stakes at Gulfstream Park, Stormy Rush won that, bred by the Gulf Coast Farms. The Safari Queen Stakes at Gulfstream. Course Gold won that. It's a four-year-old filly. She's by Giants Causeway, bred by Walter Burris. The Santa Lucia Stakes was won by the Eclipse Award winner, Beholder. Of course, bred by our friends over here at Clarkland Farm. That's Nancy and Fred Mitchell. Barbara Graham bred the winner of the Webb Snyder Charlestown Dash. That was Uncle Todd. And I believe that just about wraps it up. Well, Tiago is siring runners from 10 starters. He's the sire of Viva Majorca, winner of a maiden special Gulfstream on March 29 by 12 eye-catching lengths. Tia Wee, winner of a maiden special at Oaklawn by 3.5 lengths on April 4. Tierra Gold won at Pimlico on April 10. Southern Proper won a maiden special at Aqueduct by 7 lengths on March 16th. And earlier, Blitzton won a maiden special at Presque Isle by 2.5 lengths. Golden Tiago won his first start at a maiden special by 8 lengths, came right back and won, was second in stakes. And Son of Tiago placed in 2 stakes up in Canada. 2 other starters have placed, so that's 9 to win a place from 10 starters. And they're doing it at the major tracks. Tiago, of course, you remember, won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, the Grade 1 Goodwood, the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, the Grade 2 Oakland Handicap, placed in 6 other stakes, including the Grade 1 Belmont and the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. He earned over $2,358,000. He was a runner. You sign runners. Stands for bargain, $3,500, doing a full stands and nurses. If you're breeding a race, you can't do any better. Better look now before he hits big time. Book now. Call the farm at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adinastallions.com.
Live from the Republic Bank Studios, this is ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG AM Lexington, Republic Bank, with 6 banking centers in Central Kentucky.
Well, Creative Cause defeated every horse he ever ran against. Took on the best of a remarkable crop. That would be Bodemeister and I'll Have Another, and Union Rags, Painter, Hanson, Doolan, Gemologist, Liaison, Take Charge Indy. After breaking his maiden by nearly 5 lengths in his first start at 2, he won the Grade 1 Norfolk, the Grade 2 Best Pal, and placed in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity and the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Next year, he won the Grade 2 San Felipe, the second by nose, the Grade 1 San Andy Derby, also placed in the Grade 1 Preakness and the Grade 2 San Vicente. Tied with earnings over $1 million. In fact, he holds a unique distinction of being a $1 million earner out of a $1 million earner. He's by 3 times champion sire Giants Causeway, out of a Grade 1 winner and Millionaire Dream of Summer. Great pedigree. Creative Cause first foals are outstanding. They arrive in this year, and he stands for Mr. and Ms. Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud for $15,000 live foal. Call the farm at 859-873-7270. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
One unlimited for generations, and why a new generation is using APR Online.
All right. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me now with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. They're running the Derby Trial Stakes up at Church Downs today, opening a Churchill. They're off the poly track. And I know one guy's pretty happy, and that would be you, Steve.
Well, I picked the winner of the last race on the poly track yesterday, Ursel Alstall, 1480. So I say, bring back the poly track. What the heck?
Well, you're on a roll. Was that your first winner of the meeting?
Yes. The theme of yesterday was things coming back. So why not just come back with the poly track?
Oh boy, that's a scary lineup for next year's basketball team. And what are they going to do with all those guys? Good Lord, have mercy.
Going to have lots of folks knowing one basketball.
Yeah, amen. Well, who's going to win the Derby trial?
Well, we got a field of 10 that were drawn for the trial, Ursel. But the word is that one or both of the Baffert runners will scratch. The two horse She Too is supposedly definitely a scratch. And the last word I heard was the one-horse Bairn is, if they think that he's going to get into the field of the Derby, he will scratch. If they don't think he'll get in, then he'll run tonight and then point for the Preakness. So that's a little bit up in the air as far as who's going to go in there. But supposedly the two is definitely going to scratch. No scratches posted yet because, of course, it's a night card tonight. They started, you know, the opening night is it's their opening card. They moved it to night.
Yeah. Is there no racing tomorrow up there?
Yeah, no, dark tomorrow, dark Monday, and then come back on Tuesday.
Okay. I just wondered. I got my form, and there was nothing in there. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, 3-year-olds going a flat mile, $150,000 purse. You know, these kind of races, Ursel, these one-turn miles, I sort of like sprinters that like to run long rather than two-turn horses that are turning back. I kind of went round and round with this one because, as I said, the Baffert horses are kind of one's definitely out and the other one you don't know about. So I ended up on the 6 horse in here, a little bit of a price, Embellishing Bob. This horse broke his maiden, doesn't break his maiden, but ran well his first time out at the fairgrounds. That was turned out to be a pretty good race. The top two runners in that came back and won their next time out. Then he ran a big number when he broke his maiden at the fairgrounds. Come back out of that race, has run well. He's of course stretching out today off of a 6-furlong race, but I don't think he needs the lead here. I think he can sit just off of it if he wants to, and I think he's got a chance to repeat in here. I'm going to give him a slight edge over the 9-horse Spot. Spot, of course, won the Swale Stakes last time out down at Gulfstream, and he'll be he's got the same kind of a running style that you'd look for here. That was, of course, a 7-furlong race. This one has to go an extra furlong today, but looks like this one-turn mile will be kind of right up his alley. He goes for Nick Zito. John Velasquez has the mount for him, and so I think he'll be he's got a big chance in here. If the Baffert horse, the one Baron, if he goes, he figures to show some speed from the rail. Not really sure that last race. So that was a big effort, I thought, in the Arkansas Derby. Whether that maybe knocked him out any, I guess we'll have to find out tonight if he actually runs. I thought that the bottom horse in here, Myositis Dan, he was very sharp in his last two dirt sprint races. I don't think he can throw him out for Tom Proctor. Pretty well-matched group, but again, Ursel, I think I'm going to take a price, a horse that's strictly on the improve, and I'm going to go with Embellishing Bob and try to start to meet off with a nice price in the Derby trial. We'll go 6-9, 110 in the trial.
Okay, very good. You going to be available next week for the Derby?
He's okay.
You should be, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You want to go in the first hour or the second?
Oh, probably the first, since they're starting early that day.
Okay. We'll give you a call, and we appreciate it. And this has been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and you can pick that, go to brisnet.com, brisnet.com, and you can pick it up while you're over the celebration form, and I'm pretty sure they've got them out of Keenan, probably up at Churchill, too. Okay, well, Steve, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, Flattering B, winner last Saturday, the $200,000 Sugar Maple Stakes, is the fourth 2014 stakes winner by Flatter, bred in Kentucky by James Arison. He won first time out as a 2-year-old by nearly 9 lengths, then took the Miss Shenandoah Stakes in her second start. Later, she was beaten the nose in the Miss Preakness Stakes at Pimlico, also ran second in 2 other stakes for earnings of nearly $300,000. Another 2014 stakes winner by Flatter is Kobe's Back, a $400,000 graduate of the 2013 OBS March sale. Bred by Joanne Mummert, Kobe's Back has won the Grade 2 San Vicente and was beaten the closing length in the Grade 3 Bayshore on April 5. Attilio won the Willard Proctor Memorial in his very first start, and he was second in the Grade 3 Hollywood Preview. Flatter was a sire of 8 2013 stakes winners, a list headed by the 3-times grade one winner Flat Out, winner of over $3,645,000. He was the number two ranked son of APNE on the leading sire list, second only to Malibu Moon. Of course, he stands for $95,000. Flatter stands for $20,000. Doing a full stands of nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaiborneFarm.com.
LexHorseFarms.com. LexHorseFarms.com is a really terrific realtor. It's Hill and Reagan Parker. Saw Hill out here this morning. He's got something in training.
Yeah.
He can flat ride. He was an A pony clubber and knows all about what you need if you want a horse farm. And, you know, he knows fences and waters and all that good stuff. And they've got, let's see, 12 years experience in real estate, hands-on horseman, like I said, licensed trainer, and the best behaved horses I've ever seen. He's got recent listings in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, and Clark, and a lot of variety of location, sizes, and prices. And I'll tell you what, you dressage people out there, he's got a place in Paris. Ursel, is it 11 or 12 acres? Barn, beautiful house. It's for a dressage operation. That's what was there. Some lady moved here with her husband, and that's what she does.
It's on Harp Ennis.
Oh, it's on Harp Ennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a lovely spot.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and it's just one of those boutique places. If you 11 acres takes care of dressage horses, and she's got a ring and all that
right
kind of stuff.
Right next to one of the better horse farms over there, Millennium Farms. And
yeah,
you
it's
know,
in a great neighborhood.
Great location.
Okay, so let me give you it's LexHorseFarms.com, 608-8039. That's Hill and Reagan Parker.
Couldn't do business with nicer people. Well, Country Day won stakes on dirt, grass, and artificial. He was a versatile sprinter, side by the champion sprinter in Topsire Sprightstown. All told, he won a place in 10 states, was second by Knowles in the Grade 2, now Grade 1, Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Earned over $500,000. In addition to being a son of Sprightstown, whose stud fee has soared to $80,000, he descends from a female family that's already in such top sires as Aladar, Grand Slam, Codex. Country Day's Dam won graded stakes, produced 3 stakes winners. In fact, you find some 40 stakes winners and 67 stakes horses under his first 4 dams. Hard-hitting, running family. We're hearing good things about Country Day's first foals. The arriving this year stands for a bargain $3,500. Doing the full stands of nurses at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. And if you're not familiar with Crestwood Farm, well, you should be. Family operated, treats the clients like family. They offer a wide variety of services, including prepping yearlings. And September yearling sale is about to close. So give them a call out at Crestwood Farm. 252-3770. See the website, crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you want to catch up on our announcements? Let me rest.
Yeah, let me tell you what, they had 103 works today.
103.
Somebody came up here real late and topped it off at 103. Isn't that great? That cracks me up. Oh, I'll tell you another funny one. I was going out, driving out, so I went down to Speedway, which I do every Saturday, and bring back donuts and Chex Mix and whatever else we want to chew on. And almost right inside where you go through the guard shack, somebody had taken a load of muck out of here and dumped the biggest pile of muck you ever saw right in the road. Everybody was going off into the grass and around the wrong way and everything. I stopped and I said, "You need to call maintenance." He said, "I just did." So, that pile of muck was as big as me. I mean, as tall as me. It was a huge pile.
Why'd you hand him a pitchfork?
Boy, it stunk. So, anyway, that was funny. All right. Our chaplain stopped by. Monday is a big deal, you all backstretch workers and farm workers. They are Racetrack Chaplaincy is having a health fair. That's who they are. Monday from 10 till 2 at the Keeneland Sales Pavilion. Freebird Goo. Can't beat that.
Wow.
Yeah. And they are going to have drawing for three televisions. How's that? And he said, bring your kids, too. They've got American Heart Association's going to be there, Lexington Diagnostic Management, College of Pharmacy from UK, and the College of Dentistry from UK. So they've got real big-time people coming. They're going to do glucose and blood pressure, cholesterol, health screening, and just all kind of stuff. It's really... It's good, and it's free. And they said, bring your kids, bring your grandma. They don't care. Because this is a good thing for the health of the backstretch. We're interested in that. Now, you people out here at the training center, if you don't want to drive, they're going to have at 10:30, they're going to have a Keeneland bus out here in the big parking lot over by the big building. And they will take you, and they will bring you back. So that's Monday. Then... the next big event is author Hancock of Stone Farm, number 3 and number 4, are going to have a benefit concert April 29th. Is that Wednesday? Is April Wednesday? Is that Wednesday? It's Tuesday. Okay. And what is it, like $5 or something?
Ten.
It's $10. And they're going to play and pick and sing and all that good fun stuff. Bring a dish. It's a, they call this musical chairs. And they have it, I think, once a month, and they have entertainment from everywhere. But this is one is special because it is for old friends, Stallion Retirement, and it's for the RMM's mayor retirement. So it's a really nice thing. And boy, author number 4 was on the show, 2 weeks ago? Boy, he can pick. He was so good. The girl down at the radio station called our engineer here and said, who is he? I want to marry him. So I told him, we got you. He plays that good, so we got you. Proposal? What the heck? Can't do any better than that. So anyway, I'm going to tell you how to get there. Go in 3 lights and you up in Paris. Don't take the bypass. Go 3 lights. And then about a half a block down on the left, it says, what's it say, arena or something? What's the name of that? Huh? McConnell's Auction House. Yeah, it's a big room. So if you want to go, the best thing to do is go to... musical chairs. Let me go to page 7 here. I'm getting this out of the paper. I can give you the rest of the news from Paris if you like. Anyway, it's musical chairs, and you can even... musical chairs. Hours. Open at 6 o'clock. Music starts at 7 until 8:30. 10 for guests, if you $5 if you're musical chairs. You need to make a reservation. Email. Okay, here it is. ParisMusicalChairs@gmail.com. And you're supposed to reserve a place by Monday. But what a good time. We're going to go. Be fun. Need to make our reservations.
Can I interrupt you for just 1 second?
Oh, why not?
Well, a little longer than a second. Close Hatcher's recent win in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom bodes well for her future. She's already won 3 Grade 1 stakes. She's earned over $1,847,000. And remember, she was second in last year's Grade 1 Breeders' Cup distaffs and got to be considered as a major threat for that one again. Close Hatches is my first defense. And while speaking about a promising future, you should see the list of mares sent to him over the past couple of years, just 117 just last year. Among them is the Dam of Close Hatches, the Dam of Grade 1 winner Emolium, Grade 1 winner Announced, Grade 1 winner Price Tag, Intercontinental, multiple Grade 1 winner and winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. She's a full sister to Banks Hill. Grade 1 winner Promising Lead, multiple Grade 1 winner Special Day, one of both the Group 1 English and Group 1 French, 1,000 guineas. And believe me, that's just scratching the surface. Now keep an eye on Ms. Sylvia A., a 3-year-old filly by First Defense, and Absil, a colt by First Defense. Allowance winner Ms. Sylvia A. broke a maiden as the Aqueduct by 6¾ lengths, then came back on April 18, won by over 8. Abseil, racing in England, broke his maiden by 2.5 lengths on April 21. First defense, a grade one winner, a proven grade one sire by Unbridled Song at a grade one winner, Honest Lady. She's a half-sister by Seattle Slough, 2, Empire Maker. He stands at Judmont Farm, 15,000 live foal, inquires of Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com. Well, last Saturday, Keeneland, the grade three Ben Ally, was won by Frack Daddy, a colt bred by Nancy M. Leonard and raised on Macaulay products at Winchester Farm. The grade three Illinois Derby winner, Dynamic Flight, raised on Macaulay products by breeder Blue Haven Farm. In a Gulfstream, the Safari Queen Stakes went to W.D. Burris's Course Gold. She was raised on Macaulay products at Ashford Stud. Getting back to Dynamic Flight scoring the Illinois Derby, let us point out that the winners of the Florida Derby, the Arkansas Derby, the Louisiana Derby, and now the Illinois Derby, were all raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. The Grade 1 Arkansas Derby winner Dancer was bred by Liberation and Brandywine Farm, raised at Brandywine. Constitutional winner of the Grade 1 Florida Derby was raised at Vinery for Breeders Grape Stock and Fox Hill Farm. And the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby winner Vickers in Trouble was raised at Spendthrift Farm. To date this year, horses raised on Macaulay products have won 59 stakes, 37 graded stakes, 6 grade 1. Record speaks for itself. For maximum results, feed the best. Call Mike Warren and David Longmire at 873-3333. See the website at MacaulayBros.com. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. And remember that at Macaulay's, it's all about the horse. Well, last Saturday, Keeneland, the grade $350,000 Ben Ally was won by Frack Daddy, a 4-year-old Copa Scat Daddy. And at Pimlico, the $100,000 Stormy Blue Stakes went to Nip 1, Purr 2, 3-year-old Philippa Taylor the Cat. Then on Sunday, Giants Causeway's Course Gold won Gulfstream Safari Stakes, her second stakes win in 2014. She's one of 4 2014 stakes winners by Giants Causeway. Frack Daddy won a Ben Ally over Crackfield, won by nearly 5 lengths. He's been a source of some frustration for Kenny McPeak, running second in 4 stakes, 3 graded, including the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby and a pair of Grade 2 stakes at Churchill. But his Ben Ally win boosted his earnings to over $515,000. Scat Daddy has sired 25 stakes winners in his first 3 crops, 16 graded, 5 grade or Group 1, including 3 champion 2-year-olds. Nitwarn Purr 2 has won 3 stakes and has been second twice in 5 starts. And the Stormy Blue was her first start in stakes. Sire also of 2014 stakes winner, the Diamond 1. Taylor the Cat has sired 100 stakes winners, 12 grade 1 winners, and he currently ranks 16th among all sires that stood in the USA. He's the sire of 9 grade 1 or Group 1 stakes winners and the winners of 4 Eclipse Awards. Scat Daddy, $30,000. Taylor the Cat, $25,000. Giants Causeway, $85,000. Fees payable when the foal stands and nurses. And all 3 stand at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. Call the farm, 859-873-7088, and see the website at coolmore.com. All right, Jackie.
All right, I got to tell you about... We've had this guy named Paul Ansell that has helped us in the summer. Weed eating. I never saw anybody weed eat any faster than he does. He does a great job. It's landscaping. And they're coming today, as a matter of fact, because I can't quite bend over with my funny knee. And they just do everything. He's the fastest weed eater I have ever seen. He walks fast and weed eats. And it looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, he does a great job.
Okay, so he and his friend James have put together PJ's Landscaping Services. And I'm telling you, they don't dawdle. I've seen weed eaters look like they're in slow motion, but not him. It's quick. So it's PJ's Landscaping Services. That's for Paul and James. Let me give you a phone number, 595-0804.
Yeah, they've got their own equipment, too, so that helps.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I never saw anybody weed eat like that. I've had weed eaters for a bazillion years. Not like that guy. Whew. Okay, High Hope Steeplechase is coming up Sunday, May 18th at the Horse Park. Opens at 11, post times at 1. A lot of good fun things. You can do a High Hope picnic basket. You can get tailgating. You can get preferred tailgating or regular tailgating. Get a lawn box, members pavilion. They got anywhere you want to sit, you can sit. They're going to have, I think, let's see. Oh, I love this. They're going to have stick horses after 11. 12 o'clock pony relay races. I think that's great. 12:45 mounted police flag presentation and the national anthem. 1 o'clock, a maiden claiming hurdle. The J. Trump is at 1:45. Let's see, a maiden hurdle again. Then parade of the Woodford Hounds. 3:15 race 4. The Bluegrass Farm Challenge steeplechase race. And then,
then what?
NARA, the McCarran's Riding School.
Oh, okay.
BCTC-NARA Catch a Riding Star Apprentice Jockey Challenge. And then the sixth race is the Amateur Riders Club of America race. So it's fun. It's always been fun. They missed it last year. It didn't happen, but this is a year to start it over, and everybody's just pleased. Okay. The Kentucky Thoroughbred Association invites you to the annual Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner, Tuesday, April 29th at the Hyatt, downtown Louisville. Joe Byrne and Paul Rogers MC the event. A lot of good interviews. Tickets are $150. It's a good time. It's beautifully done. 381-1414. Let me see. Joyce Brinsfield's going to have a show May 4th. Everybody knows Joyce. Valley High Stables, down off 33 in Versailles. You go down 33 and you can't miss it. Otherwise, Google it. I don't care. Trying to see where Joyce's phone number is. Of course, at the Horse Park, today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of the four-day, three-day, they call Rolex three-day event. Today, they'll have the biggest crowd because today is cross country. Run and jump, and I mean, it's something. So, check it out. Go out. I'm going tomorrow. Friends of mine are in from Michigan, and they've got an extra seat for the jumping. She said they're real good seats. So, I get to go tomorrow. Oh, boy. Let's see. What else? I don't know what's going on next week at the horse park. This Lexington Horse Park Spring Thoroughbred Show. This is Thoroughbred Show Horse Show Association, May 4th. Like I said, it's at the horse park. You can call the horse park if you want to find out more about it. It's just something else. This is one of the few horse shows that is not open to mixed breeds or any other breed. These are all thoroughbreds. Most of them are off-the-track thoroughbreds. And I got to tell you one. Most of the top finishers in Rolex so far are off-the-track thoroughbreds.
Well, Farhan has won 2 stakes in New York already this year. Most recent, the $100,000 Stymie. He's earned over $217,000. Farhan is by Jazzle. Sire 5 graded stakes horses in 2013 and a 5 stakes winners, plus another that placed in stakes in his first crop to reach the races. Jazzle was originally scheduled to stand in 2014 season in South America, but instead he's staying right here in Kentucky at Shadwell Farm. So if you have a nice mare, give stallion manager Ken Barnes a call and talk to him. Special breeding incentives may be available. Now, Jazzle won the Classic Grade 1 Belmont. He's by the brilliant Sire Seeking the Goal. Seeking the Goal, out of Broodmare of the Year, Better Than Honor, a daughter of Deputy Minister, that's also produced champion Rags to Riches, who, like Jazzle, won the Belmont Stakes. One of the most prolific families in the books. Once again, give Ken Barnes a call. Number at Shadwell Farm is 859-224-4585. Ask about special breeding incentives to Jazzle, classic winner with a great pedigree, and a proven sire of graded stakes runners. Take a look at the website at shadwellfarm.com.
And I get to talk about my friends at Sally Van. Sally Van is the premier horse shipping company in the world. They've been in business for 60 years, more than 60 years, and have carried some of the best runners ever step on a racetrack. And believe me, after 60 years, if you haven't been good, you would be gone. And they're not. They're here, and they're bigger than ever. And it's pretty obvious their vehicles and equipment, of course, are in great shape. They're really good at it. The best safety factor is the guy behind the wheel. These guys are horsemen, and they're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. That adds up to a lot. So think about that when you want to ship your horse cross county, cross country, whatever. They'll go anywhere. When you load your horse into a van, you can depend on the fact that the guy driving it's one of the best in the business. They wouldn't have it any other way. That's why, for more than a half a century, Sally Van's been the safest way to the winner's circle. 255-9406.
Well, last week, a Keeneland, the grade $300,000 Hilliard Lions Double Dog Dare Stakes went to Sisterly Love, a mare by Bellamy Road. Sisterly Love turned in a dead game performance to take the Double Dog Dare, forced the early pace of the multiple grade one winner Emollient, a daughter of Empire Maker, to prevail. She's 2-for-2 this spring at Keeneland. Prior to that, she has won the Grade 3 Ontario Matron and the Trillium Stakes, both those of Woodbine. She has won 7 of 14 starts and over $427,000. Sissy Love earned her 7th award as champion older mare last year. Bellamy Road has sired 20 stakes horses, 16 stakes winners, 6 graded, including a Grade 1 winner of nearly $1 million in his first 3 crops, and the best is yet to come. He covered some 436 mares from such breeders as the Fifth Stable, the Live Oak, Augustine Stables, Judmont Farm. 436 in his last 3 seasons at stud. And a 2-year-old Bellamy Road colt brought $340,000 at the opening session of the OBS sale on Monday. Bellamy Road, a grade one winner of over $811,000, stands for $17,500. Payable when the foal stands in nursery. Stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Kyle Wilson, or Sean Tugel at 859-873-1717. Check the website at windstarfarm.com. Yeah, I've got a minute. I wanted to do something on Derby winner that, he was actually the first Derby that I ever handicapped. And I was ruined because I picked the winner. My dad managed Dixie Anna Farm at that time, and they subscribed to the Daily Racing Form. And he brought it, would bring the racing form home, and I'd sit down and handicap. Anyway, so this was the Derby of 1945. And Joe Palmer wrote about it a little bit, so it's Hoop Jr. And this is what Joe had to say. Anyone who reads the literature of the English turf will find a considerable pleasure in a type which in America has never been produced in any satisfactory quantity. The biographies of, or autobiographies of famous trainers and jockeys, Fred Archer, Matt Dawson, George Osborne, Sam Chifney, and others. One of the best of these is the story of John Porter of Kingsclere, one of the most successful trainers in the history of racing, and one of the best judges of horses as well. Among others, he trained the 3-generation succession of Ormondy, Orm, and Flying Fox, with a record of having only one of them unplaced, and that only once. This son and sire and grandsire combination went to the races 45 times, won 39 races, finished second 5 times, unplaced once. In 1897, having spent most of a lifetime with horses, John Porter journeyed to Eton Stud to see the yearlings. He would train the next year for the Duke of Westminster, and he picked out a deep-chested bay colt and said, "Here is the winner of the Derby." This was Flying Fox, which did win the Derby and was one of the few horses, possibly the only horse, to help endow a hospital. In 1943, having spent most of his life in the contract business and in cattle breeding, Fred W. Hooper of Jacksonville, Florida, came into the sales ring at the Lexington Summer Auctions and brought his first thoroughbred. The only remark he made immediately to the point was $10,200. This yearling was Hoop Jr., winner of the Kentucky Derby. Oddly enough, this was a descendant in the 4th male generation of Flying Fox. Possibly the Derby winners of this breed have a special mark on them. Hoop Jr. was foaled at Robert A. Fairbairn's farm at Winchester, Kentucky on March 15, 1942. In 1943, there was no racing at Saratoga, and after a period of indecision, the Kentucky and Tennessee yearlings were scheduled for the sale at Keeneland by the Fasey Tipton Company, this being the beginning, though was not meant to be, of the Breeders' Sales Company, which now conducts the Keeneland auctions. The sale was somewhat hastily put together and was held in a tent in the Keeneland paddock. Hook Jr. came to the sale with a pedigree which seemed to guarantee him a very high price. He was Buster Gerlahead III, then is now one of the most successful stallions in the country, and he was out of 1 hour, a mare which had won the Astoria and Adirondack, Beldame, and Hiawatha handicaps. She had a distinguished stud record, her previous foals having included the stakes winner Split Second, Magic Hour, and Sir Jeffy, as well as such good winners as One Chance and Gay Monarch. Horseman, however, faulted him in several respects, partly because he was rather light through the body, partly because his hocks were judged to be suspicious. Consequently, though 10,200 cannot be described a low price, he sold far below expectations in a sale where the top price was 66,000. There were, in fact, 11 horses which sold above him, including another Sir Gerlahead III from the same consignment. Hoop June, as I said, was by, was by Sir Gerlahead III at 1 hour by Snob II, read by Robert A. Fairburn, and Mr. Ivan Park trained him. Mr. Hooper. He won his first start on February the 29th down at Hialeah, going 3/8 mile. April the 19th, he ran second in the Boy Kindergarten Stakes. This is as a 2-year-old. Then he won the Aberdeen and ran in it and ran second. Second in third straight stakes race, the Pimlico Nursery, got beat by Dockstander. I believe Dockstander raced for Greentree. Got beat on a half a length, new track record time for 5/8 mile. Then he won an allowance race on June the 13th at Suffolk Downs. So in 5 starts at 2, Hoop Junior won 2 and was 3 times second, earned $5,300. At 3, his first start of the season was on May the 22nd, going 6 furlongs to Jamaica, ran out of the money. Gallarin won that race, by the way, one of the all-time great race mares, Maryland bred. Second division of the Wood Memorial, he won by 3 in the second division, led all the way. See, who did he beat that day? Beat Alexis and Sir Francis and Polynesian. Polynesian was 4th. The Derby was run on June 9th, and the last start was in the Preakness, and he came out of it with, this is a little bit later on now, but the Derby was run on June the 9th that year. I don't know why they ran it so late that year, but anyway, they did. After the Wood, this is back to Joe Palmer again. After the Wood Memorial, Hoop Jr. was given a renewed chance at the Kentucky Derby run on June 9. He was shipped at once to Louisville, and on June 6, he turned in the best Derby workout of the season, going 1:38.1, pulling up 1 1/8 and 1:51.3. Trainer Park was trying to flag him down, and Charlie Stevenson, who was exercising the colt, was trying to slow him down, but Hoop Jr. wanted to run. Still wanted to run in the Kentucky Derby. Lenore Carroll was not the one to stop him from it. He went into the race well back, though the favorite, by a small margin, was Calumet's Farms Pot of Luck. When the field came down past the stands the first time, Hoop Jr. was slowly drawing clear. By me, Vaughn second, Alexis a good third. Once the colt was clear, our Carroll took a light hold on him and began to wait in front. The track was muddy, and Hoop Jr. seemed to like it. O'Carroll let him step along in front for 1:41, fairly good in the going, and behind him, Bimy Bond and Alexis were beginning to tire. There would be challenges from behind as the late beginners began to close, but O'Carroll chose not to wait for them. As he rounded the turn into the stretch, he let the colt go, and Hoop Jr. answered with a fine burst of speed. Pot of Luck and Mrs. W.G. Lewis's Darby Yep were beginning to run by this time, but way in front of them, Hoop Jr. was splashing happily through the mud, drawing away with every stride. He was 6 lengths in front at the furlong pole, and R. Carroll twisted around and saw the Devil's Red Silks with Pot of Luck too far back to threaten. So he eased the colt to a finish 6 lengths in front as Pot of Luck finished a good stretch run to take second place, perhaps a half length ahead of Darby Yap. Air Sailor, Jeep, Buy Me a Bond, Sea Swallow, and Fighting Step followed in that order, with 8 others strung out and further back. With the exception of Polynesian and Wildlife, most of the prominent 3-year-old colts and geldings were behind him. When Mr. Hooper had finished with the cup presentation and was walking back to the stable to watch his colt cool out, he remarked, "I never thought I'd make it this quick." That was his description of the Derby, Joe Palmer's description of that particular Derby. As I said, it was run on June the 9th. His last start was in the Preakness, and he came out of the race lame and ran second to Polynesian that day. In 4 starts, he had A total of 9 starts. He had 4 wins and 4 seconds that year, and he won $99,200. So that's the story of Hoop Jr., and I picked him to win. I thought, how long has this been going on? I could have been. I wasn't even a teenager yet.
You win the first time out.
Ooh. Yeah, spoil me rotten. If I got another, I got a spendthrift to do somewhere. Where is that thing? Did you pull that over?
No.
No? Well, wait a minute. Here it is. I got it.
Hot dog.
All right. Two-year-olds from the first crop line of David Temple City and Warriors Reward have made big impressions on buyers at the two-year-old sales this year. They have been line of David sell for $275,000, $240,000, $110,000. Temple City has sold for $230,000, $115,000, $100,000. Warriors Rewards for $330,000, There's not a whole lot of risk involved anyway, because both Line of David and Temple City are eligible for Spendthrift Breed Secure Program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. Line of David is a Grade 1 stakes winner from the Stormcat sire line, and his family has already given us the great sire, Mr. Prospector. Temple City is a graded stakes winner and track record breaker by the superior sire, Dynaformer, out of a half-sister to Malibu Moon. So go see him over at Spendthrift Farmer. You're going to like him. Just call Ken Wilkins and Des Dempsey and Mark Toothacker, 859-294-0030, and see the website, SpendthriftFarm.com.
Stuff out.
Yeah. Well, we made a mess here eating all this junk.
I know. Junk is good. And once again, the health fair. Monday at Keeneland, 10 till 2. University of Kentucky Dressage and Eventing Team is having their Spring Hunter Pace on Derby Day. But they say they'll be finished in time if you want to go home and watch the Derby.
Plug us again, Jackie.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure everybody knows about the big shindig they're going to have out here on Derby Day.
Derby Fever at the Thoroughbred Center. Sponsored by Red Brand, Keepsake, V, Mesh, Horse Mints. So there. What this is you can, for free, come and wager on Oaks and Derby. That's the second and the third, out here at the training center. What you get is you get free parking. They've got stuff for sale to drink and all kind of projection screens. There's concessions, cash bar, all the good stuff you want. You don't have to drive out to Keeneland because this is so easy. Now, if you want to dine in for Derby, $45 gets you preferred seating, access to a mutual clerk, a buffet from 12 to 3, carving station, chicken cordon bluegrass, mini hot browns, and Churchill pie, complimentary mint julep, and a commemorative program. Now, if you want to do this, seating's limited, so 293-1853 is the number out here at the training center.
Should be a good time for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, Monday's the health fair. Author is Tuesday in Paris. I told all about that.
What's that, McConnell's?
McConnell's
Auction.
Auction House. Yeah, it's a big place.
Yeah, on the left as you go in.
Yeah, be sure to, if you bring a dish, Ursula's bringing me.
No comment.
And it's author 3 and author 4 of Stone Farm Bluegrass Music Concert. Benefits our MIMS in Bourbon County and old friends in Scott County. The McConnell Auction Center is 1833 Main Street, if that helps you. Doors open at 6. Bring an appetizer, dessert. Music starts at 7 and it's over at 8:30. $5 for members, $10 for guests. You have to make reservations. So email, this is easy, parismusical chairs at Gmail. That's Google. Gmail.com. So, and it's also on the old friends equine.org webpage.
All righty.
Don't you have any more history?
Well, I don't have much time to finish it. I just got about 4 or 5 minutes is all.
Okay. The Derby Kentucky Thoroughbred Association invites you to the Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner Tuesday, April 29th at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Louisville. Jill Byrne, racing analyst, and WHAS radio personality Paul Rogers are going to be the MC. Boy, Paul Rogers has been around forever. Wonder how old he is these days. Anyway, they got a lot of one-on-one interviews and fun stuff. It's $150. Worth every penny. Call 381-1414 for that.
Yeah. We've got Don Combs is going to come on with us next week.
Don won the Derby.
Yeah, of course, he saddled the 1970 Derby winner, but Don and I can sit down and sling the bull. We're both getting a little long in the tooth, and we can flat sit down and talk about things, old derbies and old derby horses and training
sure.
and so forth.
Lie through your teeth and nobody will know because you're so old.
Actually, I'm older than Don, but he's fun to talk to. And,
yeah, he knows a lot. He knows a lot of people and remembers a lot of horses.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And that's fun.
All right, let's see. Winners from right here so far this month, Jim Rankin saddled a winner. Thomas Short, I think he's had 3 winners this month so far. Yeah, he has. First one was Keenan. Honcho won at Keenan for him. You know, it's tough to win out of Keenan at any level. I tell you what, it's tough. Paul Garcia.
What's not level?
At any level, I said.
Oh, I was going to say I thought you were talking about the old dirt track was not level.
No, it had a big...
huge difference in the turns.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to go up and then you came down.
Yeah.
It was funny when they finally replaced that track. They were shocked.
Yeah, maybe they'll get it straight this time. Paul Garcia, Danny Weir won one at Keeneland with a horse named Starving Artist. Sherman Mitchell, Tommy Short had another one. Let's see, that was a Mountaineer. Guillermo Rangel had a winner. Tommy won with my Lanny Rose down at Mountaineer. John Langemeyer won one at Mountaineer. So did Adolfo Marcias, Bobby Sturgeon, and most recently Brian Michael had a winner at a Keenan. The Boat Has Sailed, who is owned by Alan Tannenbaum. Alan used to ride races around here back when we were training Jackie. So,
yeah. Also, don't forget, Wednesday, turn on the Today Show because they're going to have some stuff they filmed Tuesday, and they're going to be live at Old Friends, the Today Show. Woohoo! Channel 18.
What time's that come on?
I don't know. 7?
Beats me. 7?
I bet it's 7, and that goes for hours, though. I mean, they're on quite a while now. They used to be 2 hours and then 3. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, right now, the cross-country day at Rolex. And let me tell you, today's cross-country, tomorrow's jumping, and the off-the-track thoroughbreds are kicking butt.
Oh, good.
So they're wonderful. They're so the style got to be those great, big, heavy German horses, you know, 18 hands, and they're kind of klutzy next to a sharp thoroughbred.
Going to be a pretty day today and tomorrow, so stadium jumping tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
It starts at noon. I'm going.
Lots of works out here this morning.
103.
The record, I think, Jackie, well, you and I did it one morning back when I was clocking. We had 118.
Yeah.
Boy, that was wild.
That was wild. And 103 today, and Susie lived.
Susie made it through. Well, she had a little help after the break.
Yeah. But it
all
was
right.
Good.
Well, that's it. We'll want to listen to this later. You can go to Ursula Ellis Horse Tales. And, of course, it was streamed live and whatever else they do with the damn thing. I have no idea. But anyway. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on Derby Day.
About the clouds when we're together.